Have you ever wondered if your entire company could just be replaced by an AI?
And, not just assisted, right?
Right, exactly. I don't mean like having a chatbot help you format an email or whatever. I mean your entire company being functionally replaced.
Completely automated.
Yes, because today is March 11th, 2026, and Elon Musk just dropped an absolute bomb on the tech world with a new project. It's called MacroHard.
Which is quite the name.
Oh, we'll get into the name. But first, we're answering that $650 billion question today. So, okay, let's unpack this.
We got a lot of ground to cover.
We really do. I have a massive stack of sources for today's mission. We're pulling directly from Musk's official announcements, his recent tweets, and we're also digging into Tesla investor relations documents.
Plus, XAI's newly released technical documentation.
Right. And deep third-party analyses of the actual hardware chips making this whole thing possible. And of course, we're cross-referencing all of that raw data with industry reports from Electric, Business Insider, and Reuters just to figure out what is actually happening here.
Yeah, because we really have to look at all those angles simultaneously. A claim of this magnitude, I mean, you can't verify it just by looking at the software.
No, definitely not.
You have to follow the hardware supply chains, the corporate money flow, and some honestly very aggressive legal filings to get the full picture of what this system is actually designed to do.
So let's start with the anatomy of this thing. What exactly is MacroHard? I mean, the name itself is the first massive red flag for the industry,
No,
right?
absolutely.
Like xAI, which is Musk's artificial intelligence company, they trademarked the name MacroHard in late 2025. And it is just a very direct, very bitter jab at Microsoft.
Yeah, the intention there is entirely transparent. And the central concept behind the project, which Musk has also been calling Digital Optimus, by the way, is just as blunt. He's pitching a system designed to simulate the functions of entire software companies. His argument is basically, well, software companies like Microsoft don't manufacture physical hardware.
Their whole product is digital.
Exactly. It's digital logic and screen-based execution. Therefore, theoretically, an advanced enough AI should be able to simulate their entire operation from top to bottom.
It's a wild claim. But to understand how it actually works, we need to look at the brains of the operation. So in the technical docs, Musk compares the architecture of MacroHard to Daniel Kahneman's dual process theory.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't read Kahneman's book, Thinking Fast and Slow, it's this psychological framework that divides human thought into two systems. So system one is fast, it's automatic, instinctive.
Like reading a billboard on the highway.
Right, or hitting the brakes when you see red lights. You don't consciously think about it, you just react.
Yeah.
And then system two is slow, deliberate, logical. It's like trying to parallel park in a tight space while navigating a brand new city. You have to focus really intensely.
And taking that cognitive psychology framework and just, hard coding it into computer engineering is a fascinating approach to AI. MacroHard is built using two completely distinct artificial brains to mimic those exact human systems.
So how does system one work in this context?
Well, the system one brain, the fast, instinctive part, is a localized Tesla-built AI agent, and its sole job is to process real-time screen video, keyboard inputs, and mouse actions.
Oh, okay.
But the catch, and this is crucial, is that it only retains a memory of the past 5 seconds.
Wow, just 5 seconds.
Yeah. It is purely reactionary. It operates in the immediate present to just execute digital physical tasks.
Meaning it literally watches the pixels on the screen and moves the digital mouse, just like a human worker would. But it exists in this constant 5 second loop.
Exactly. Which brings us to system two.
The slow, deliberate part.
Right. And that is XAI's language model, Grok. So Grok acts as the master conductor here. It holds the deep world understanding, the reasoning capabilities, the overarching business
Yeah, I
strategy.
see.
So Grok tells the Tesla AI agent what the goal is, and then the localized Tesla agent figures out exactly how to move the mouse and hit the keys to achieve that goal over the next 5 seconds.
You know, I was actually sketching this out while reading through the xAI documentation, and let me try this analogy out on you.
Go for it.
It feels exactly like an architectural firm. So Grok is the master architect. It's looking at the big picture, the structural integrity, the overall design of the skyscraper. That's system two.
Yep, that makes sense.
But the Tesla AI agent is like a hyper-focused, heavily caffeinated drafter who works for the architect.
Yeah.
Like the drafter has absolutely no idea what the whole building looks like.
Right, they don't even know what city it's being built in.
Exactly. They only remember the last 5 seconds of pen strokes. But whatever specific line the architect tells them to draw next, they execute it flawlessly and instantly.
I mean, that analogy captures the division of labor perfectly. You have this grand strategic vision paired with instant localized execution. And Musk claims this specific division is why MacroHeart is the only real-time AI system actually capable of emulating an entire company.
But wait, to make that heavily caffeinated drafter work, like to process all that real-time screen video and keyboard data without any lag, you'd need an astonishing amount of localized processing power.
Oh, absolutely, because you cannot rely on an internet connection to process a mouse click. I mean, the latency would just make the system unusable.
Which means we have to look at the hardware. Because this system isn't just running on some standard office laptop, right?
No, not at all. It runs on the newly announced Tesla AI 4 chip.
And the specs on this thing are wild.
They really are. The AI 4 is an engineering marvel designed specifically by Tesla for continuous AI workloads. And the specifications we have from the third-party analyses are staggering, particularly the price point. The chip costs $650.
$650. I mean, for context, high-end AI server chips from competitors like NVIDIA can cost tens of thousands of dollars each.
Exactly. And for that $650, you get an architecture that explains how this system operates so smoothly. The chip features 20 ARM Cortex-A72 cores running at a maximum frequency of 2.35 gigahertz.
Okay, so translate that into practical terms for us.
Sure. So ARM processors are the same type of highly efficient chips used in smartphones. They are designed to deliver power without overheating your pocket.
Right.
By packing 20 of them onto a desktop chip, Tesla has basically created something that can run heavy AI models continuously without melting down on your desk.
And the raw performance metrics just jump off the page, too. It's estimated at 100 to 150 TOPS. For anyone unfamiliar with the acronym, TOPS stands for trillion operations per second.
Right. And an operation in this context is a single mathematical calculation required for a neural network to make a decision. So we are talking about 100 to 150 trillion calculations every single second. And it manages that massive workload while consuming only 80 to 100 watts of power.
Which is roughly the energy usage of a single, bright incandescent light bulb.
Exactly. And its memory bandwidth is heavily optimized exclusively for neural networks.
You know, reading through these specs, the real kicker for me isn't even just the speed, it's the security aspect.
Oh, the security architecture is arguably its strongest selling point for enterprise clients.
Because everything is local.
Yes. Because of that massive 150 TOPS of local processing power, the Tesla AI 4 chip handles the complex visual processing locally on the machine. It does not need to send your screen recordings or your proprietary code or, sensitive client data up to the internet just to figure out where the mouse should move next.
Right, which is huge, because if you are a hospital dealing with patient records or a defense contractor writing classified code, you simply cannot have your entire workflow streamed to a public cloud.
Exactly. The AI4 solves that bottleneck entirely.
So how do the two systems talk to each other then?
Well, the system as a whole operates in a hybrid setup. So the $650 AI4 chip handles the fast, local System 1 tasks securely right on your desk. Meanwhile, xAI's massive NVIDIA-based cloud servers handle the heavy System 2 reasoning of Grok.
Okay, and here's where it gets really interesting, because you cannot run a simulated company or disrupt a $650 billion global software industry on a single $650 chip.
No, you need scale.
Massive scale. The scale required to make MacroHeart work is almost unfathomable, and it requires Musk to combine his entire corporate empire.
Yeah, you are looking at an unprecedented business strategy here. Musk is basically weaving together Tesla's hardware manufacturing, xAI software models, and the massive data and compute resources of SpaceX and X to pull this off.
And the timeline of the corporate maneuvering here in early 2026 is just dizzying. Let's look at January 2026. Tesla invested $2 billion into xAI's Series E funding round. And a Series E round is typically one of the final stages of private investment before a company goes public, meant to scale operations massively. That single investment valued xAI at $230 billion.
Which is an astronomical valuation for an AI startup that is, what, only a few years old?
Right. And then just 1 month later, in February 2026, SpaceX swoops in and acquires all of xAI in an all-stock deal.
Meaning no cash changed hands.
Exactly. For the listener, an all-stock deal means SpaceX didn't hand over billions in cash. They swapped shares of SpaceX for shares of xAI, merging the ownership. And this merger pushed the valuation of the combined SpaceX-xAI entity to roughly $1.25 trillion.
So we now have Tesla, SpaceX, and xAI completely entangled in this web of cross investments, hardware sharing, and technology transfers.
It's a monolith.
It really is. And the primary target of this $1.25 trillion juggernaut is Microsoft and the traditional software business model.
So let's do a direct comparison to really show the threat level here. Let's look at Microsoft Copilot versus Macrohard in a real-world office scenario. Wow. Say you're an HR representative. Copilot costs $30 a month. It operates entirely in the cloud, and it acts as a very smart assistant. You can ask Copilot to summarize a Zoom meeting about a new hire, and it will generate a nice bulleted list of action items.
Which is helpful, sure. It speeds up your workflow. But you still have to read that summary, open the payroll software, manually enter the new hire's tax information, draft the welcome email, and send it.
You're still doing the work. But Macrohard claims to have complete computer control. So in that same scenario, Macrohard reads the meeting summary, takes control of your mouse, opens the payroll software itself, inputs the tax data, opens your email client, writes the welcome email, and hits send.
It's wild.
It isn't assisting the HR worker. It is simulating the full function of the HR worker.
And Dan Ives, the analyst at Wedbush Securities, he actually summarized the stakes perfectly in his note this morning. He stated, "If Macrohard can do what it claims, we'll witness the biggest transformation in the software industry since the invention of the internet."
And the stock market is already reacting to that reality. Just today, following the Macrohard announcement, Tesla shares rose 3.2%, while Microsoft fell 1.8%.
Investors are moving real capital based on this threat.
They are. But I have to play devil's advocate here for a second.
Please do.
I have to push back a little bit on the sheer magnitude of these claims. We are sitting here in 2026 talking about simulating entire companies. But we have to look at Musk's track record with these kinds of grandiose, world-changing promises.
Right.
Remember when Musk confidently promised the world we would have 1 million autonomous Tesla robo-taxis on the road by the year 2020?
Hard to forget.
That still hasn't happened. So looking at Macrohard, is this technically feasible right now, or is this just more classic Musk hype designed to boost those trillion-dollar valuations?
Well, the skepticism is totally warranted. And the industry analysts are fiercely debating that exact point today.
What's the consensus?
The thing is, the underlying technologies, you know, computer vision, large language models, robotic process automation, they all exist and function well independently.
Okay.
The monumental challenge is combining them to reliably execute complex, multi-step human workflows with zero errors.
Because humans make mistakes all the time.
Right. But a human worker can easily recover if they click the wrong tab in a spreadsheet. Teaching an AI agent to instantly recognize a UI glitch, correct its own mouse movement, and continue a 40-step accounting process without hallucinating or breaking the sequence. That requires leaps in error handling that just haven't been fully proven at scale.
So we might be getting way ahead of ourselves in the timeline.
Possibly. Kathy Wood, the CEO of ARK Invest, actually offered a perspective that balances the hype with the history. She noted, "Musk has a history of turning impossible things into reality. But he also has a history of exaggerating timelines. Macrohard will probably have both."
That feels like a very fair assessment. He will likely get there eventually, but maybe don't fire your entire accounting department tomorrow.
Probably good advice.
Yeah. However, building this massive interconnected ecosystem to make Macrohard a reality hasn't just been a logistical challenge. It has actively triggered one of the biggest legal storms of Elon Musk's entire career.
Yeah, because you cannot just quietly borrow your public car company's top engineers and resources to build a trillion-dollar private AI monopoly without your investors finding out.
No, they tend to notice that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that brings us to the lawsuit filed in the Delaware Chancery Court in June of 2024. The plaintiffs are the Cleveland Bakers and Teamsters Pension Fund, who are significant Tesla shareholders.
And they are suing Musk for breach of fiduciary duty.
Right.
For anyone rusty on corporate law, fiduciary duty is the strict legal obligation of an executive to put the company's financial interests above their own personal interests.
Hmm.
So imagine you're hired to manage a neighborhood bakery, but you secretly take the bakery's best flour, their top ovens, and their head pastry chef to open your own private dessert shop across the street.
You have breached your fiduciary duty to the bakery owners.
Exactly.
And the pension fund's core claim is that Musk did exactly that. They allege he actively diverted vital resources away from Tesla to benefit his privately held company, XAI.
What kind of resources?
Specifically, they claim he poached Tesla's top artificial intelligence talent. Mm. He redirected massive shipments of highly coveted NVIDIA GPUs away from Tesla and sent them directly to XAI data centers. and he basically shifted the overall strategic focus of the company to benefit his personal ventures.
And the penalty they are demanding is severe. They want the Delaware court to force Musk to hand over his entire personal stake in XAI back to Tesla.
Wow.
We are talking about a stake potentially worth hundreds of billions of dollars, especially now that XAI is merged with SpaceX at a $1.25 trillion valuation.
The financial stakes of this lawsuit are astronomical, which makes the communications surrounding McElhard legally perilous for him.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at the timeline in these sources, the contradiction is mind-boggling. Back in September of 2024, the Wall Street Journal published a report suggesting that Tesla might license AI models from XAI to improve their self-driving tech.
And how did Musk react?
He immediately jumped on X to furiously deny it. He explicitly tweeted, "There is no need to license anything from XAI." He claimed Tesla's in-house real-world AI was vastly larger and more capable than any language model XAI was building.
Because his defense against the lawsuit relied entirely on establishing a firewall between the two companies.
Right.
He needed to prove that Tesla builds cars and physical robots, while XAI builds text-based language models, making them completely separate entities with separate goals.
But literally today, in his official McElhard announcement, Musk explicitly called XAI's Grok the brain of the entire system.
Yeah.
He openly stated that Tesla's AI4 chip and XAI's Grok are fundamentally intertwined. He pitched them as a single, indivisible architecture.
The legal analyst for Electric published a piece like an hour after the announcement, and they did not mince words. They wrote, "Today's announcement by Musk is the best gift for the shareholders suing him. He personally destroyed his own defense."
Looking at the legal logic here, it just seems inescapable. If his entire defense was that they are separate operations, but today he proves XAI's technology was actually the essential brain for Tesla's hardware all along.
Right.
Then taking Chip's talent and resources away from Tesla to build that brain inside a separate private company looks incredibly damning.
It creates the appearance that he basically starved a public company of critical AI resources to incubate the technology privately, only to mash them back together later under a different corporate umbrella where he retains more control.
It's a huge risk.
And adding immense pressure to this legal battle is a very real ticking clock on the financial side. Building this infrastructure is not cheap. XAI is currently burning through cash at an astonishing rate. According to the Reuters report, they are burning about $1 billion a month.
$1 billion every 30 days just to keep the servers running and the models training. That's hard to even wrap your head around.
And with the SpaceX XAI combined entity reportedly planning for an IPO and initial public offering where they will sell shares to the public to raise even more capital. Musk needs McElhard to work.
Right now.
Right. He needs to show retail and institutional investors significant, undeniable commercial results by the end of 2026 to justify these astronomical valuations and sustain that $1 billion a month cash burn. The era of simply hyping future capabilities is over. He needs a product that companies will actually pay for to replace human workers.
So what does this all mean? We are staring at a potentially revolutionary technological architecture, a trillion-dollar corporate web designed to support it, and a massive legal battle threatening to tear the whole thing down.
Synthesizing all these documents, the overarching takeaway is that 2026 marks a fundamental shift in our relationship with computing. We are watching AI transition from being a polite, helpful tool, you know, a smart assistant waiting for your command, into an autonomous, functional replacement for human labor.
Yep.
It is a new era of digital control, driven by hidden hardware innovations, but it is deeply entangled in immense legal and financial risks that could threaten Musk's entire empire if McElhard fails to execute perfectly.
It's a high-wire act with a trillion-dollar net. And for you listening right now, the implications are incredibly personal. If you work in the $650 billion software industry, or honestly, if you work in any industry that relies on large teams of humans sitting at desks doing screen-based work, today is a massive signal.
Absolutely.
The traditional business model of the human knowledge worker is under direct, explicit threat.
The blueprint to replace the workflow has been published. It is no longer a theoretical exercise.
And that leaves me with one final thing I want you to mull over. It's a thought that has been stuck in my head since we broke down the technical specs for the Tesla AI agent. Remember the dual process theory we talked about?
System 1 and System 2.
Right. The localized system relies on processing just the last 5 seconds of keyboard and mouse movements to function as the system's instincts. It doesn't need a grand memory of your whole career. It just needs a 5-second loop of screen pixels to perfectly execute a digital task.
Mm-hmm.
So think about your own work day tomorrow as you sit down at your computer. If an AI can perfectly mimic a human worker's microactions just by studying 5-second loops of screen activity,
mm-hmm.
how much of our daily knowledge work is actually deep, irreplaceable human thought?
Yeah.
And how much of it is just mindless, repetitive muscle memory?
That is a sobering lens to view our own daily routines through.
Keep questioning, keep digging, and we will see you next time on The Deep Dive.